This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so if you missed the first part of this show, Bernie Kerik was pardoned today by President Trump. I've written about it. I've urged it. I've talked about it. I've said it on TV a dozen times, and I've asked President Trump to please do it, and I signed a letter to do it this morning that was sent to the White House by the deadline to get pardons in, and I'm so proud to have a small part in all of that, or some part in all of that. No one will ever know what part, but I know I was the first and only one to start this whole thing, the ball rolling, last September by writing a commentary that said, please, Mr. President, pardon Bernie Kerik. He's the greatest guy in the world. We'll have him on the show, I'm sure, later this week. What an honor to play a role in this whole thing. And I'm so glad I have a president who listens to great advice or who is so smart. He comes up with the same stuff. We're like twins. Me and President Trump are like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're like twins. We think exactly alike, even though we're very different people. And so whether it was from my advice and he watched the show or whether it's from his own input, just I'm so happy for Bernie Kerik. And I'm thrilled that on Friday I'll have a one-on-one interview with the President of the United States for my national radio show on USA Radio. Exciting stuff. Here's my commentary that comes out on Thursday. I didn't know about any of this when I wrote this column. I wrote it at 6 this morning. I got up at 6, the phone call, I was awakened by the need for this urgent sign the letter, Wayne, for Bernie Kerik to be pardoned today and get it in the president's hands. And I did that, and then I immediately started writing my column because I was up so early. So I wrote it before I knew that I was getting the one-on-one interview with the president. But here's the column, and I think it's funny. It really is ironic and funny. Democrats shouldn't throw stones if they live in glass houses. That's the title. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. How do Democrats like it when the shoe's on the other foot? First of all, let's discuss their hatred of older Americans. For years now, every time some liberal stranger attacks me online or on social media, they always use the same ignorant line of attack. Even though I'm 58 years young and in the best shape of my life and work out 2 hours a day, I could probably take them all on in a boxing or a UFC ring and knock them around. Liberal haters all say the same offensive thing. Shut up, old white man. I hear that all the time. Shut up, old white man. Sadly, that's how young, ignorant, hateful, liberal, slimeball activists actually think. That's what they're taught in college. They're vicious, they're vile, and they're filled with hatred for anyone who is white, male, and over the age of 50. So now comes the funny part. Your only viable candidates for the Democrat presidential nomination that you got to vote for are Bernie Sanders, old, white, and 78 years old, Mike Bloomberg, old, white, and 78 years old, and fading fast, Joe Biden, old, white, and 77 years old. Isn't life ironic? All of those young, vicious, vile, hateful liberals who think anyone 58 years old is an old white man will now have to vote for ancient, decrepit old white men, all of whom are old enough to be my father. Bernie Sanders is old enough to be my father. Mike Bloomberg is old enough to be my father. And Joe Biden is old enough to be my father. So maybe people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What do you think? But wait, it gets so much better. For 5 years now, since the moment Donald J. Trump declared for president, Democrats and their friends in the mainstream media, a.k.a. the PR department of the Democrat Party, have taken every sentence Trump ever uttered, twisted it out of context, or exaggerated its importance, and tried to destroy him, tried to bury him. with his own words. Well, now the shoe's on the other foot. It's not so easy, is it, Mike Bloomberg? Everywhere I turn, I see and hear Democrats, important Democrats, powerful Democrats, Democrat commentators on TV saying Mike Bloomberg is their only chance to avoid an embarrassing landslide wipeout. We got to stop Bernie Sanders, they say. Mike Bloomberg is our man. But Bloomberg's insults of ordinary Americans have begun pouring out. And if there's this many in a week, can you imagine what we're going to find out next week and the week after and the week after that? He makes Trump look like the most sensitive man to ever occupy the White House. Bloomberg offended blacks and minorities when he basically reported that all criminals are minorities and every young minority kid should be thrown up against walls and frisked. Oops, there goes the black and Latino youth vote. And then Bloomberg said, I bet you didn't hear this, black and Latino males don't know how to behave in the workplace. Oops, there goes the black and Latino male vote. And then Bloomberg basically called farmers dummies. He reported farmers have simple jobs with no intelligence needed. Oops, there goes the whole Midwest again. And don't forget, there have been 17 lawsuits against Mike Bloomberg by female employees of his company who claimed he condoned an atmosphere of toxicity towards women in his workplace. Oops, there goes the female vote. Hey, Democrats, you've ranted for 5 years about Trump's insensitive and offensive remarks. And this is now your favorite choice to defeat Trump? A guy who's even more insensitive than Trump? At least when Trump offends people, they're not his voters. 99% of the time, Trump offends liberals and Democrats and all their favorite groups. Who cares? They're not voting for us anyway. But Democrats have chosen a guy as their favorite choice to defeat Trump who offends their own voters, their own crucial voting groups. Black people, Latino people, young people, women, pregnant women, farmers, the whole Midwest. #smart. You guys are really smart. It's starting to look like Democrats are going to be stuck with radical, communist, Fidel Castro clone, Bernie Sanders. And you know what? It couldn't happen to a nicer group of people. That's my commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. It's titled, Democrats Shouldn't Throw Stones If They Live in Glass Houses. So, no sooner than I come up with that commentary, what comes out today, the latest poll taken February 12th to 15th, so just a few days ago, a Data for Progress poll was just released, and Bernie Sanders leads in Nevada among Democrats by 19 points. 19 points! Bernie Sanders, can I do my best Bernie imitation? I'm up by 19! You're not going to stop me! You can't stop the communist! I'm going to wreck this country! You can't stop him. I don't believe all of Bloomberg's money. The king huffed and puffed and blew it all down, and still, he couldn't stop Bernie Sanders. Even Bloomberg's billions can't stop Bernie Sanders. 19 points, he's up in Nevada. It's my dream. I've told all of you, cross over. Any state you live in, cross over, become a Democrat for the day or a week or a month, and vote for Bernie Sanders, because we want him as the nominee, because it is the perfect election and the perfect chance to once and for all kill communism, Marxism, and socialism. Stick a knife in it, stick a Christian cross right in the heart of the most disgusting, disgraceful philosophy in world history, Marxism, communism, socialism. They're all tied together, and this is going to be the perfect dichotomy. Trump, the ultimate capitalist, against Bernie, the ultimate communist. And I'm telling you, Bernie ain't going to win it. Bernie's going to lose in a landslide. I'm not so sure he gets Vermont. I'm not so sure he gets Massachusetts. We shall see if Bernie's the nominee. Okay, there are people who think Mayor Pete could be the nominee because, of course, you don't like old white men, especially old straight white men in the Democrat Party, then of course you would love a young gay man who's never done anything in his life. But you're forgetting that Mayor Pete said that heroin and cocaine and meth should all be legalized. No one should go to jail for any of those. And now he said something so much worse. But I told you this before. He's a nutcase, Mayor Pete, when it comes to illegal aliens. He created and coordinated a phone tree in his city, South Bend, Indiana. A phone tree that calls every illegal in the town when ICE is coming on a raid and informs them. Isn't that aiding and abetting criminals and felons and murderers and rapists? Of course it is. Mayor Pete's running for president and he should be arrested. What are you waiting for, President Trump? You've taken all my other ideas. Come on. Perp walk Mayor Pete out of the next debate. Ask federal ICE agents to show up and arrest him. If there's an illegal alien hiding in my house, and I hide them and ICE finds out, don't they come arrest me? Mayor Pete is warning every illegal against a federal raid. He's breaking every law you can name in this country and this Constitution. He's a criminal. And here's what he said yesterday. He repeated his claim that the United States of America belongs to illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants have every bit of claim on this country as the rest of us, he said. Can you imagine the warped thinking of this weirdo, Mayor Pete Butthead? He thinks illegals have just as many rights as the legal citizens born in this country, living legal lives in this country, and the legal immigrants who spent 10, 20 years doing it the right way and spent maybe $50,000 doing it the right way. And the illegals have the same rights as the legal immigrants and the real, honest-to-God citizens of the United States of America. When I get back, I'm going to read you a scary commentary. South Bend residents are warning America about Mayor Pete. He will destroy the American economy like he's destroyed their economy in South Bend. Can you imagine putting the country in the hands of this guy? And then Rasmussen is out with a poll that 1 out of 3 black voters will never vote for a gay man. And 1 out of 6 Democrats will never vote for a gay man. So Mayor Pete, methinks you're in big trouble. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Roof. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as the added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Stone's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to finestone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne, Mayor Pete, look, he's out of it. I don't think he's ever going to win. But he scares me. You know why? Because, well, first of all, you've got three old white men, and here you got a young guy, and he's gay, and Democrats love identity politics. So it's always possible they choose him. It's always possible. And it's always possible he's a presidential frontrunner in the next coming years, right? The next election, 24, 28. This guy's put himself on the map. He's a small-town nothing mayor, a failed mayor, but he's another Obama. He's exactly what Obama was. Can you imagine? Democrats would call me racist because I thought Obama was a nothing who'd never accomplished a darn thing in his entire life when he ran for Senate, and then he wins Senate only because he was African-American. That's the only reason he won, and he got the other guy off the ticket by digging into his divorce files and finding out he was a swinger with his wife. That's how Obama got elected. Once in office, he never did anything. His name wasn't on a single bill. He never accomplished anything in the U.S. Senate, and he was already running for president. This guy is ahead of Obama. He is a mayor running for president of a small nothing town, and he's a failed mayor. And so certainly he's made a name for himself by doing it, by having the chutzpah and the cojones to do it. He's actually made himself a household name. And so I would guess he'll be a front runner in 24, 28, and 32. So you got to hear about this guy. First of all, what did I say? He believes in legalizing heroin, legalizing meth, legalizing cocaine. Okay, some moderate. No jail time for any drugs, including trafficking. He'd say, oh, no, trafficking, I'll give you jail time. No, I've spoken to cops. I'm friends with so many cops. They all said almost every person caught trafficking drugs, dealing drugs, pleads down to just having drugs, holding drugs, right? Possessing drugs. And so all the people that possess drugs are going to get no jail time. Well, all the dealers will plead down to possessing drugs. So that's number one. Number two, I just read you what he thinks about all of you as legal citizens, that illegals have just as much right to be in this country, and it's their country as much as yours. Scary. Number three, committed crimes with that phone tree. And here's number four. Why South Bend residents are warning America about Mayor Pete. When residents of this city's impoverished West Side reflect on Mayor Pete's two terms as mayor, a few things come to mind. A massive spike in violent crime, development that largely ignored the African-American community, and how their only well-lit street in the whole city is the one that leads to Notre Dame University. So how, they wonder, can Mayor Pete possibly be trusted to run a country? If he's the next president, I fear for our country. He couldn't run our city. How could he run the country, says Michelle Berger, 42, a stay-at-home mom who lives in South Bend's impoverished and predominantly black West Side. Look at all the crime. He didn't do anything about it. Look at our quality of life. If he becomes the president, the United States will become one big South Bend, a giant sinkhole. We'll be in a new depression. Another West Side resident, Corniche Miller, said of Mayor Pete, a rating of on 1 to 10, I give him a 2. Has anyone bothered to ask the people of South Bend what they think? Mayor Pete talked about all the improvements he made for our city, but he hardly made a dent, said Miller. The West Side's the most neglected part of town. The street that I live on is the only street that has lights, and that's because we lead to Notre Dame. Wow. On the stump, he comes off as cool, calm, and cerebral with a deeper-than-expected voice. Given his boyish appearance, he gives speeches wearing a white tie and shirt, his sleeves rolled up. You know, but this guy never did anything as a mayor. Some in South Bend describe Mayor Pete's morality as a nightmare, during which FBI data show that violent crime surged from 622 in 2012, his first year, to 1,088 in 2018, the latest for which stats are available. 622 to 1,088. We had a record number of homicides during his time as mayor, and it didn't seem like he was feeling the people's psychological, emotional, and spiritual needs, said the Reverend Sylvester Williams Jr. of the Interfaith Christian Union. It seemed like he was focused on creating a progressive city so much that he was above tending to our basic needs. One of his fiercest critics, Councilman Henry Davis, said he was inept as a mayor and always had one foot out the door. Does that sound like Obama? Never achieved anything in his life. Young, hip, and stupid. Knows nothing about anything. Just like the typical Harvard grad. Harvard degree, brilliant, Rhodes Scholar. Ask them to tie a shoelace. Ask them to figure out where to put bubble gum. They have no idea. They couldn't run a Dairy Queen. And our nation would be ruined by this idiot who thinks he should be elected because he's gay, I guess. All right, that's his only attribute, right? And I don't even mind, but it's not why you get elected president. Prostate Guy for Men up next, my sponsor. We love him. Lots of ads out there for prostate pills. They know which ones work and which ones don't. And the guide is totally free for my viewers right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he thinks his longtime friend Roger Stone is being treated unfairly, but he didn't grant him a pardon. He only hinted that it might happen after today's wave of clemencies. Now, the sentencing will proceed with Roger Stone on Thursday, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News.
Well, I understand that Mr. Stone's lawyers have raised an issue about the impartiality of at least one juror. And my response to that is that, well, that's why God made appellate judges. You raise those issues on appeal.
Another 2 inches of rain is expected to fall on soggy Jackson, Mississippi. A flash flood warning is in place until tomorrow morning. The Pearl River in the state's capital crested just below 37 feet. City officials say they don't know the extent of the damage, but fear at least 1,000 homes are flooded. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I'm just reading this detailed article on Mayor Pete and how he became the mayor. It's really a joke. It's really a joke. He ran in 2010 for treasurer of Indiana as a Democrat and lost the race by 25 points. Does anyone ever tell you that? This guy ran for statewide office and lost in a landslide by 25 points. 2 months later, he declared his candidacy for the mayor of South Bend, which is the same size as the Bronx, New York, but has just 7% of the Bronx's population. And he beat four opponents, and it's mostly Democrat, and he beat four opponents to win the Democrat primary. But while the overwhelming Democrat city has more than 71,000 registered voters, he was swept into office with just 10,999 votes. And then in his 2015 reelection, he got even fewer votes, 8,515. Wow. You just can't believe this stuff. He got elected with 8,000 votes, and he thinks he should be president of the United States, and he thinks he's Trump's equal. Talk about an egomaniac. And Rasmussen's out with a poll today. Now, Rush Limbaugh, I love Rush, and Rush said something brilliant the other day. And, I, you know, people attacked him. Oh, my God, the gay rights groups attacked him. He said, I just don't think America's ready for a president kissing his boyfriend, or in this case, his husband. Two guys kissing. I don't think America's ready for a first husband. He was just being honest. He didn't say he had a problem with it. I know I don't have a problem with it because I grew up in New York. I grew up in New York City. I went to college in New York City. I've seen gay people my whole life. I really don't care. It just doesn't bother me. Then I went to Hollywood and I produced 3 hit reality TV shows, including the number one show in the history of Travel Channel. 18 years in a row is number one. And so I've been around gay people my whole life, and I say, God bless you, good luck, have a nice life. I don't care. But that doesn't mean I think most Americans think that way. Rasmussen is out with a poll. 1 in 3 black people in America would never vote for a gay man. 1 in 6 Democrats would never vote for an openly gay president. And I've always said black people are actually, despite being liberal Democrats, very religious and very conservative on social issues, and so many of them, more than white people, go to church on Sunday morning. You show me a black person who goes to church on Sunday morning and reads the Bible, you're not voting for a gay guy. So this isn't my prejudice. I got no problem with it. But America isn't voting for Mayor Pete. He got 8,000 votes. And by the way, you know what I forgot to tell you? First he won with 10,000 votes, then he won with 8,000 votes. And he never told anyone he was gay, and then he came out as gay after that. So he won 2 elections with a grand total of 18,000 votes and never informed anybody that he was gay. What the results would have been if he told them from day one he was gay? I have no idea. But I know one thing. He's not going to be the Democrat candidate for president of the United States. If he is, they're going down to an historic landslide defeat. But it shouldn't be because he's gay. It should be because, first of all, if you told me Democrats are running Bernie Sanders, a radical communist socialist Marxist who hates America and wants to put us out of business, and Republicans were running a gay conservative who loves Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump and wants low tax cuts, lots of tax cuts, low taxes, less regulation, and wants to build a wall. I'd vote for the gay guy 100 out of 100 times. So I'm certainly not anti-gay, but this guy is the wrong guy to be president of the United States. He shouldn't even be senator of Indiana or governor of Indiana. He's a little small town failed mayor. More good news. Trump administration waives more laws to speed up border wall construction. Thank you, President Trump. When I see you on Friday, I will be sure of having a one-on-one interview, 7 minutes long with President Trump backstage before he heads out to give a speech on Friday in Las Vegas. And great honor. And I will make sure I tell him that we really appreciate him speeding up the border wall construction. Trump administration said today it will waive federal contracting laws to speed construction of the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. They're waiving procurement regulations that will allow 177 miles of the wall to be built more quickly in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Great job. And the 10 waived laws include requirements for having open competition, justifying selections, and receiving all bonding from a contractor before any work can begin. All good stuff that will accelerate the building of the wall. More promises kept. He's the only president in history, as liberals tell you all day long, oh, he's a liar, he's a liar. The only president in my lifetime who's ever kept all his promises during the campaign. He's a breath of fresh air. He's fantastic. And by the way, late breaking news, in this second in my ear, my trusty board op, Chris O'Sullivan, thank you, Chris, always keeping me up to the minute with the latest news. Governor Rod Blagojevich of Illinois was just released from prison. Pardoned, or I should say, commuted by Trump this morning, and he walked out of prison moments ago. Another clapping, standing ovation, congratulations. Now, give the credit, by the way, Fox News, first to let us know he walked out of prison moments ago. Why am I clapping? He's a Democrat, right? And he's a corrupt Democrat. He did dirty things. There's no doubt in my mind that Governor Rod Blago, as they call him, was dirty and corrupt. All the Democrats are dirty and corrupt. Obama's dirty and corrupt. Why didn't Obama go to jail? Why didn't he get 8 years in jail? The most corrupt president ever. And he used the IRS to try and destroy my life. And God knows how much money he was handed in bribes from the Ukraine situation and the China situation with Biden's son. You don't think he got a cut of all of it? Come on. You got to be kidding me. If you don't think Obama was complicit in everything that happened and was complicit for a reason. And how about the spying on Trump? And how about the money that was blown on the Obamacare website? I think it was $6 billion. You know, I just built a really nice website. You know? Really nice website. You know what I spent? Like $10,000. How do you spend $6 billion to build a website? And it just happens to go to college buddies of your wife, Michelle, at Princeton. Oh, there was no bribes there. Never. Obama is from Illinois. He's as dirty as Blago. He's as dirty as all the governors in Illinois have all gone from the Capitol building to the prison cell. But Blago got the most ridiculous raw deal in history. And he got sentenced to 14 years in prison for a bunch of minor petty BS. Supposedly trying to sell Obama's seat. You know, this all must have come from Obama. Somehow, Governor Blago must have bothered and made jealous Barack Obama. And then Obama leapfrogs over him, becomes president, and Obama decides to ruin his life the same way he decided to use the IRS to ruin my life because I was Obama's college classmate at Columbia University. And he said, you know what, IRS? Go screw that guy. Go destroy that guy, Wayne Root, because I don't like what he says in the media about me. We know it happened. We have proof. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch literally threatened a subpoena against the IRS if they didn't hand over my files. And after a 14-month battle, he handed them over. And when we saw them, it was all a political persecution. You don't think the White House made the phone call? Come on. Give me a break. I was his college classmate at Columbia. And I told everybody what a scam he was. That his college records are sealed. And that he's hiding something really bad. And you don't think Obama got mad? I got under his skin? And he made a phone call to the IRS? You don't think Valerie Jarrett made that call? Come on. Obama's a criminal. How come he's not in jail for 14 years? He got lucky. He made sure Blago was in jail for 14 years. President Trump had a specific reason for everybody he let out today. They were all political prosecutions and persecutions. He let out Blago. He let out my great friend Bernie Kerik. Thank you, President Trump. God bless you. Yes. He let out Eddie DiBartolo Jr., the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers, whose team won 5 Super Bowls in the 14 years he owned the team. And he let out Michael Milken, the former junk bond king, who all my friends tell me he did nothing wrong. He did zero wrong. It was a political persecution. They persecuted that guy. He sold bonds, the same thing everybody else on Wall Street does. But somebody at the highest level of American politics had it in for him. Or maybe just the U.S. Attorney of State in New York, who over the years, they're all egomaniacs who go after people and try to ruin their lives. You know, the governor of New York's an egomaniac now, Andrew Cuomo. And the Attorney General now, U.S. Attorney of New York, egomaniac. Attorney General of New York, egomaniac. These are all people that would destroy your life because you're a Republican. For me, just saying on Newsmax TV that Andrew Cuomo is a Trump derangement syndrome nutcase and that he is an egomaniac, and that he thinks he is a despot, a commie despot who rules New York and destroys people's lives in favor of illegals, just for saying that, he might prosecute me. Except I don't live in New York State. So it's lucky I don't. Same thing with that egomaniac governor who runs the state of California. Everything in their lives is about putting illegals above American citizens. So anyway, President Trump sent a message today. You're not going to have political persecutions and prosecutions anymore. When he commuted Blago's sentence and he pardoned Bernie Kerik and all the others. Good job. Good job. And I can't wait till he pardons Roger Stone, because liberals will lose their minds. I can't wait till he pardons Paul Manafort. Liberals will lose their minds. Liberals lost their minds over the things he said about Roger Stone. Liberals lost their minds today about the pardons and the commutations. They're all saying there's going to be congressional hearings. Folks, in the history of America, no president has ever been investigated for a pardon. A president has full right to pardon anybody he wants in the whole world, and to fire anybody he wants in the whole world. You can fire the head of the FBI for any reason, and you can't say anything. But the liberals are all triggered. Trump's gotten under their skin, and he's caused a mental illness. They're all triggered, and they don't know what to say or do, because they're about to lose in a landslide. They're going to lose the House and the Senate with it, or I should say, the Senate even worse. All right, coming up next, we take a break. Don't go anywhere. Got our sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. You're a guy. You're getting a little older. Your hair's getting thinner. This guy's a miracle worker. Stay tuned for the message from my great buddy of 20 years, Dr. Joe Williams. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Raw and unfiltered.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to Newsmax TV. Shooting from the hip and speaking from the heart. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV. Starting next Tuesday, we move to 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock West Coast time. Don't forget that. Nothing changes on radio. Same exact time, 6 to 9, 3 hours a night, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast, 5 to 8 Central, 3 to 6 p.m. Afternoon Drive, West Coast. But my TV show moves to 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. James, one of my listeners, sent an interesting letter because I'm telling you, Democrats want to ruin us all. They want to build nothing but low-income housing all over the richest neighborhoods in America and destroy our property values. They just want to destroy us. And so interesting what he said. He said, Dear Mr. Root, I was asked to take a survey from the DNC. And one of the questions was if I had an extra room in my home to give to a homeless person. Really? They asked that question? He said, you're 100% right about the DNC. They want open borders. Please tell Mr. Trump, when you see him on Friday, that building that wall and keeping out criminals is the number one priority of middle-class Americans. Keep up the good work for America, and God bless always. Love your show. Sincerely, James. The DNC asked in a questionnaire, do you have room in your home for a homeless person? They're all crazy. Yeah, do you understand how crazy that question is? Do you realize that most homeless people are mentally ill or have massive drug problems or massive sexual assault problems or massive alcoholism problems and are carrying fleas and lice and tuberculosis and soon maybe coronavirus? Do you realize what being homeless is about? Chronic mental illness. You want to let them in, you want them to be put in our homes? Of course you do. You're a Democrat. Makes sense. New studies out. Taxpayers in low migration states where there's very few illegals pay $454 million a year for illegal aliens. So you see, liberals try and convince you with all these fancy studies that illegals pay for themselves. It's the biggest lie ever told in history. Taxpayers in the 10 states with the smallest foreign-born populations are still burdened by a cost of about $454 million every year to pay for various social services for illegal aliens and United States-born children of non-citizens. A study by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which is called FAIR, analyze the cost of illegal immigration and the anchor baby population to American taxpayers who live in the 10 least immigrant populated states, New Hampshire, Mississippi, Alaska, Maine, North Dakota, West Virginia, South Dakota, Vermont, Montana, and Wyoming. And the research reveals that even in these low migration states, the cost to American taxpayers is still significant. Of the total 415,000 foreign-born residents living in those 10 states, about 88,000 are illegal aliens, indicating that illegal aliens still represent more than 20% of the foreign-born residents in those states. And those 88,000 illegal aliens across those 10 states, along with about 35,000 of their U.S.-born children, are costing taxpayers $454 million a year, with each illegal alien costing anywhere between $4,000 and $6,000. Now, to put that figure into context, the $454 million expenditure is more than 200 times what the state of Montana budgets for its entire Veterans Affairs programs, and 2.5 times the sum that West Virginia invests in its state university. Folks, all that money should be being put towards veterans and homeless veterans. Speaking of homeless people, how about homeless veterans? My great friend Doug Miller out of Texas, Texas Hill Country, has an idea for the president. And so I'll mention it to him when I see him on Friday. We got to take care of homeless vets. Thank you, Doug, for inspiring the idea. Doug was my mentor for about 35 years in the business world, and then he retired a few years ago. And Doug said we should be spending lots of money on one thing, taking care of homeless vets who are willing to lay their lives on the line for our country. So we need to take all these Air Force bases, and they have lots of room on them, Air Force bases, military bases, Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, I don't care what they are. We have military bases all over this country, and we also have closed military bases, and there's plenty of room to bring all the homeless vets, get them off the streets of San Francisco, New York, L.A., Las Vegas, and bring them to military bases and house them and feed them and put them up in tents and give them a second chance in life. Educate them. Use the funds to train them and educate them and get them back on their feet again. Because if there's anything I want to spend money on, it's homeless vets. If there's anything I want to spend money on, it's vets. So thank you, Doug Miller. Great idea. And I'll bring that to the president. We got to take care of our homeless vets. Not the mentally ill homeless, the veteran homeless. These are people that sacrificed and were willing to die for our country, and they came back home and they had PTSD and their lives fell apart, and God knows what happened to them, and maybe now they're involved with drugs. But they deserve a second chance at life. Tomorrow, I got so many more things I didn't finish tonight. I'll tell you about Alan Dershowitz, who says Obama personally asked the FBI to investigate somebody in the Trump administration for George Soros, on behalf of George Soros, who I believe is a communist traitor against the United States of America. And, of course, Obama, not a good guy, right? Terrible thing. Maybe he could go to jail for that. There's a lot of things I think Obama broke the laws and could go to jail for. Obama tries to take credit for the Trump economy. That's the funniest story of the day. I never got to it. But thanks to President Trump, Bernie Kerik is pardoned, his prison sentence gone, wiped away. Thank you, President Trump. Congratulations, Bernie Kerik, my good friend. Coming up next, my doctor suggests, watch their message, colds and flu. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu and virus. Listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.